Hello, everyone. Welcome to the When It Work podcast. You're with your host, Julian Lee. Today, I'm joined by Chad Austin from Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And Chad's a fitness trainer, and I was talking to Chad before we went live, and Chad has had to make a few changes in his business. And what were you doing, I guess, before you kind of narrowed down in your targeting, I guess, of who you were tailoring your services to? How were you doing it previously?
I had a personal training studio, and so a lot of it was in person. I had very little online options, actually. And then when the pandemic hit and we were forced to go virtual, it kind of helped me have a lot of clarity that I wanted to be more online. I wanted to be more on the future. And that also that basically the target audience that makes the most sense to me, those weren't really the people that I had in person anymore, because I was trying to kind of help everybody. And I realized I needed, and there by joining, I actually joined a fitness coaching academy, IFCA, they're called. So shout out to them. They helped me realize that by narrowing down my audience and really dialing in on who my niche is and who I want to help, it helped me speak to way more people. So if you're trying to speak to everybody, you speak to nobody. But if you really narrow down your niche, then you're actually speaking to more people. And that was a game changer for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the timeline of this? Like, were you already heading this way before the pandemic hit, or was it because the pandemic hit, then you joined this IFC Academy? Like, how did that all work?
Well, I knew I wanted to, but I wasn't ready to make that move quite yet. So the pandemic, just like it did many of our businesses, it forced my hand. So it was the push I needed. But then as I started doing it and I struggled to do it on my own, I had the recollection that many of us do in business that if I want to do this, I need to learn from people who have done it already. And so I reached out and found a company that were also trainers and have been through this path already. And I put my pride to the side and decided I need to learn from them. And that's been a great decision. But yeah, but that the pandemic gave me the push I needed. And then once a little success, you know, started stacking the wins for confidence. And then I realized that was the perfect route for me to go.
So did they teach you more of a marketing angle to your business? Is that International Fitness? What is it? IFC?
IFCA, International or IFCA. Fitness Coaching Academy. Yeah.
And are IFCA. They primarily a marketing tool or, you know, for coaches, or are they like a general business mentorship for people like yourself? Is that what they do specifically?
Well, the tools would be that they teach would be universal, but they are personal trainers. And so that have learned how to go online. So that's one thing as a personal trainer, you vision, when I started 15 years ago, you vision helping people at a studio in person. And so this evolution of going online and helping people across the world is something I never pictured at first. And so it's crazy how we have evolved with all this, but they basically help you find your audience. And so those people that you can impact the most, they help you get those people in front of you. And that's the key to any success. You're not going to help anyone if those people can't find you and you can't find them. And so that's something you have to, if you're going to be successful online, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely. The, who your audience is. And so how did you decide to sort of narrow down on that particular segment of people? Why did you choose them? Were they the best people to work with? Did they like you the most? How did that work?
It's a little mix of both. I mean, it's a little mix of all, but it's I think a lot of my avatar is always, it's just for reference, it's busy dads between 30 and 50 who are former athletes, now busy professionals. And so, and I think I am a lot of that person. And so a lot of the life changes and hurdles and everything I've gone through in my own fitness journey is this person. And so I can really identify with this person, and some of my clients I can too. And I just learned that that's the people I can make the most impact with. And so zeroing down on that. So for reference, my target before was I'm an online fitness professional who helps people figure out how fitness fits in their life. And that's just way too broad. That's basically everybody. But by narrowing it down, way more people are going to see me. And so that's been the difference. But
and how did that look like? What did you actually put in place across the board you know, to change your messaging and to send out the message of who you wanted to attract. Like, did you change your website? Did you change what you're doing on social media?
Changed my message on social media. So every time I make a post on social media now, I know exactly who my post is for and who I'm talking to. And so I dialing in on understanding from myself what pain points, what limiting beliefs, what hurdles this person goes through. But then also I did several interviews with people who also fit this these characteristics and are this avatar, this ideal client that I want to face or that want to help. And so I got to know this person more and more, and so that I can really speak to them online.
Awesome. And what do you do now? So basically you have like a strategy call, which is done virtually. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what do you go through in that? And then what is the outcome? Like, how long does the training go for? What can people expect?
I sell a 12-week program. That is my GAIN program. And so basically it's helping people figure out how fitness fits in their life and helping them hit the fitness reset button. And so for my ideal client, it really helps them because they're stuck trying to do what they did before that doesn't fit in their life now. But basically it starts with the strategy call. And so that's just going to be the getting started questions that you have to, when you hit a reset button, you know, how does fitness fit in your life right now? How much accountability you need? So I can customize their workout program to them. And then the program is going to be 12 weeks, but with the GAIN, my 4-step GAIN formula as part of the coaching. So the workouts will be customized to them, to wherever they're at, whether they're working out at home, working at the gym, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever fitness level they're at, that's customized to them. So it's not one size fits all. And then it just goes along with me providing them accountability with check-ins and with everything that all the accountability we can provide with our online program, which is a lot. And then with the app, I'm just a personal trainer in their pocket.
Yeah, the accountability is good. So would they'd be doing their own stuff, going to their own gym? You'd be having a look at what they're doing, and then they will be checking back to you and you know, having that accountability. So having somebody to answer for, I think, and if you're paying for it, it kind of makes you do it. It's it makes sense to me.
Yeah, and you're paying for it. It's going to add another commitment level for yourself. It's going to add another level of accountability. And as you start, it's just like anything. I mean, it's starting anything new is hard at the beginning, but with the coach there to help you keep graduating to the next level, stacking all your wins for confidence, it's very effective, just as it would be working with someone in person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big believer in having a coach and like an accountability partner. So whether it's fitness or, you know, have as many as you can really afford to, I guess, in whatever area of your life. And fitness is one of those things that you've got to have something going on. So, it just works. And you will always get better results when you have some sort of mentor that is in your corner. Awesome. So what do you got coming, Ed? You got a book in the works?
Yes, I do. So Make Fitness a Priority, that was my book series for my first three books. And so the next level of that is What Will You Gain by Making Fitness a Priority? And so that's my 4-step formula, kind of to help people become fitness fishermen, as a term I like. And so that basically, like I said, you know, the term, you know, we know the term where it comes from. If you give someone a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach someone how to fish, you feed them forever. And so my GAIN program is basically teaching people how to hit the fitness reset button every time a life change happens. And so the life changes are what throw us off course. And so it starts with the online program that I'm building now or taking people through now. But then it will become a book and a talk I give as well. So actually I already have a talk scheduled for Boston Mania in November, where I'll get to speak over. That'll be my talk topic, is What Have You Gained by Making Fitness a Priority.
What's Boston Mania? Sounds like WrestleMania.
it's a fitness convention, but for fitness professionals, and fitness enthusiasts. And so it's there's like 50 presenters, I think, that over 3 days that talk on various topics, whether it be nutrition, mindset, exercise. And so it's just a chance. Now, I've always loved going to these as an attendee before, as a chance to come back inspired and to take your game back up to another level. But now I'll get to start going to it as a presenter.
How did you get that? How did you get that spot as a speaker? Because that's a very valuable marketing for you.
That's something I've been working on for a while. I've been doing a lot of speaking after I wrote my first book, and I've been working on my speaking skills. But this GAIN program, when I came up with it, I just felt like this is something that can really make a difference in the fitness industry. If we teach people how to get back on track faster when they go through a change, then that can really be game changing for people, rather than getting in a spot where you're putting off getting fitness back in your life for longer and longer because you can't see how to restart. So this is something I hope to, this is just the first step, and it eventually becomes a course for trainers to take and improve their game as trainers.
But how did you actually get onto this event as a speaker? That's what I was interested in, because there might be other trainers out there thinking that'd be great if I could get myself speaking at an event. How did that come about?
Well, just putting a talk together and reaching out to the people in charge and pitching it. And so that's something I've been working on for a while. There's a lot of trainers out there that are great trainers and people can learn from, but there's so many speaking spots. And so it takes some work to keep putting your name out there. That's definitely been a work in progress for me. It just started by getting the first one and doing a good job and people wanting to hear more from you. And then it just grows from there. But it's been a work in progress for a couple of years too. It's not something that's an overnight success. You got to get work on your talk, perfect it, and put the work in getting yourself in front of those people.
So you work out what you're going to say. And then do you have a list of up and coming fitness events around the country? And do you try to get in touch with those organizers and submit them like a video demo reel type thing? Is that what you did?
Yeah, they all of them have normally an application process if you want to be a presenter. So you can go through the application process, and normally on their website somewhere, whether it be there's Fitness Mania events throughout the country throughout the year, and there's all kinds of fitness conferences that go on. But normally all of them have an application process if you want to be a speaker. And it's just like anything else, you gotta work your way up if you're new at it. But keep filling out the applications and sending stuff in, and mindset and behavioral change, focusing on that as teaching in fitness, is something that's kind of newer. I'm like to think of myself a little bit of a trailblazer in that sense, and this is going to be kind of a new path.
Yeah, the mindset stuff, it's always, and the people running these events, they like those type of topics. So it makes, it gives them something good for the attendees. So yeah, that definitely makes sense. And if you want to check out what Chad's doing, or if you want to have a chat with him and maybe get into his system and have a strategy call and work on your own fitness, that's where they'll find the strategy call at makeafitnesspriority.com. And you're central time in the US, so if time zone will be an issue, it'll probably be US based. Central time is the same as Denver, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on, Chad. It's good to see you. You're doing some interesting things in that field. You've niched down on your target message and all of that, which is an important thing people need to learn about, and speaking at live events as well. So there's some of the things you can do if you are in that particular industry or any industry really. So thanks for coming on, Chad.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. I'm going to wrap it up, and I'll see you soon on another episode.